I am Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Welcome, Bark Radio listeners. Lovely spring day here in Central Virginia, huh, Terry?
It is. Pollen everywhere.
Yes, I have a green car. What up with that?
Yeah. You know? Every spring.
Whether we need it or not, you know. Yeah. Okay, so Terry's a little more up on our first topic of conversation than I. And I just, when I learn something that's been going on a while and it's just hoping for a good outcome, but it started with a tragedy. Well, it just makes me nuts. So, Terry, want to tell them a little bit about, is it Nitro?
Yeah, Nitro's Law. And I think we may have even talked a while back, long time back, okay, about it when it first happened, before it was really Nitro's Law. It was about the incident. But a trainer who had quite a large clientele also did boarding. And in this scenario, the lady who owned Nitro boarded her dog there for some time, and this jerk decided that he was going to collect the money but not take care of the dog. So no food, no water, anything. I believe the number was 8 of the dogs that actually died from starvation. And then there was numerous others that were near death but did survive. So the lady that started, or that owned Nitro, started a campaign to increase the penalties for animal abuse
In Ohio.
And that's Nitro's Law, which they're actually making good progress with now. It started off a little bit bumpy, and they didn't make it last year, but they're really moving now.
Yeah. The website, Nitro Foundation website, says that on February 15th this year, Nitro's Law passed the House of Representatives, 82-11. Yippee. Those 11 should just be removed for stupid. And now they're off to the Senate to try and get it through the Senate. And, guys, you need to check this out. Just you need to. It's called NitroFoundation.com. Up in the corner of the homepage is a picture of Nitro by the Christmas tree. He was a 3-year-old Roddy. And then there's a picture of dead Nitro. And yeah, you know what? This son of a gun shouldn't even be on the planet anymore. Sadly, what, he did 4 months?
4 months
jail time.
Yeah, and it was such a minor amount of jail time. It's like,
and it was a
horrible
misdemeanor. I mean, it's crazy. One of the things, hang on just 1 second. I've got this, another website up that's just talking in general about everything about this case. And first of all, know that the name of the business was High Caliber Canine. And they're saying that there was 7 dogs that died there, but 7 or 8, one's too many. And the guy who is responsible for this, his name is Stephen Crowley. And this was in Youngstown, Ohio, and it actually happened, 4 years ago.
It's been a long time.
In 2008. Yeah. But I love that they didn't give up.
No, they've been persistent, hugely persistent. I follow them on Facebook, and they've got a couple different groups, and I think it's all the same people, but different pages. They are tenacious, and good for them. We wholeheartedly support what they're trying to do.
Well, absolutely. And I'm not certain how I can understand that. Here's one thing that blew my mind. When this guy was arrested, there were originally 19 counts of animal cruelty. When he was arraigned, they only kept 4 counts, and there were 7 dead dogs. Which 3 was that not cruel to? I don't get it. Plus, now check this out. 1 count each of noxious odors and exterior property violation. Those 2 things are more important than this guy killing 7 dogs. It just blows my mind, Terry. And there were a bunch of other dogs there that were so emaciated they barely made it. The ribs were showing, the spines were showing. Yeah. And this guy calls himself a trainer.
He's a piece of work.
Mm-hmm. So at any rate, right on for everyone who's been working so hard to get the law changed in Ohio. We need laws changed all over this country, obviously, to protect animals.
Yeah. This is just common sense stuff, and how this guy could do that without any...
With no remorse?
Yeah, no remorse, nothing. No concern, nothing. I mean, there was just nothing there. It was no big deal. It's like...
Just dogs, right?
Yeah, just dogs. Yeah, I hate that.
So anyway, folks, we would love for you just to be informed. Catch up with what's going on with the Nitro Foundation. And if they have petitions that need to be signed, that sort of thing, just jump on board. We all owe it to canines who have been abused, who have been killed, to stand for them.
Yep. Be the voice for those without voices.
Absolutely. So, bravo, Nitro Foundation. And now we have a feel-good story.
And we need one.
We definitely
for
do.
That, yeah.
We live in Richmond, Virginia, and there is a wonderful 24/7 emergency veterinary clinic here called VRCC, Veterinary Referral and Critical Care, and it's where I take my dogs if somebody's sick or injured. But they put up on their Facebook page a couple weeks ago the story and a picture of a chocolate lab, 7 years old, who had been rescued from a house fire. His home burned. And they were asking, since the family had lost so much, they were asking for donations to help pay for his care.
Nice.
And yeah. So Sue and I just decided to take a ride over to VRCC and just gave him a little donation. And they let us walk back and not pet him, but meet Twix. And at that point in time, he was off oxygen, which was really, really good news. He still had the cone of shame on, but that's because he had IV fluids being pumped into him. And the right. biggest thing, fortunately, he wasn't burned, but it was smoke inhalation. And so it was touch and go for a while. And yesterday, woohoo, I saw an update on Facebook that Twix is well, and Twix has gone back to be with his family.
Awesome. That's excellent news.
It's just such a happy thing.
It is. And to comment on the facility, that is an amazing hospital.
Oh, my gosh. And the staff there, not to mention the doctors, the quality of the doctors they have.
Yeah.
But they were all just so tickled that we came by, and they were just talking to us and telling us how much they cared about this dog. And they do. I mean, the place is immaculate. They have, you know, beautiful surgical facility. I mean, it is an awesome veterinary clinic.
Right. We're very fortunate. And not every town has them, but a lot do. So if you don't know if your town does, do a little research. Know where it's at, because I've had the opportunity with our dog Aussie that she actually ended up there. We were traveling, and the dog sitter had to take her in because she had gotten sick.
Wow.
And, we, of course, hurried back and got back, and she's sitting in there in a crate with IV in, looking at us like, hey.
Hey, where you been?
Yeah. Doing good here.
I'm doing fine, absolutely. Well, yeah, and our friend Sue, that's where when her 9-year-old, 10-year-old chocolate lab Tootsie had a seizure in the middle of the night. She grabbed me, and we threw the dog in the car, and we took the dog to VRCC, and they were wonderful. Just kind of got Sue calmed down. They're so good at that, in
right.
dealing with owners who are scared to death, you know, when something bad happens to their dog.
They're dealing with people in the worst possible situation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, you know, they're children,
and
effectively.
They are. And VRCC, and when you if you check into an emergency veterinary clinic in your area, check into this part of it, too. They are a referral service. So if your dog is diagnosed with something by your regular vet, and if it's a big deal, get a second opinion and get a referral to a place like VRCC.
Right.
That happened with my Cody. When she's 10 years old now, and when she was about a year old, I took her to my vet because she was limping. She'd done something to a right leg or shoulder. And the vet x-rayed my dog and told me to take her home and that she would not be able to be a search and rescue dog because she'd injured her spinal column in her neck. And, you know, she would never be able to work. She couldn't be high drive like she was. And so I went home and cried for 24 hours, and then I got a referral. And I went to VRCC to see an orthopedic vet. And he had looked at the same x-rays in the same dog, did a complete physical exam of her, and his diagnosis was tendonitis in her shoulder.
And holy crap, that's a lot of difference.
You think? I wanted what I wanted. Never mind.
Yeah, anyway, never mind. Move along.
But the thing is he was right. I had to take her home and keep her sort of quiet for a month. Tried doing that
with
a year-old lab.
That, yeah.
but I did the best I could. But the physical symptoms went away, and he told me that possibly as she aged, she would have some symptoms. And the first time it showed up was 2 winters ago when she was 8, and I got her on the right combination based on my current vet, her recommendations of a glucosamine chondroitin thing. We call them brownies. That's what they look like. And she gets them every day, and she has not showed another symptom.
Awesome.
So, 10 years old.
Yeah.
So that's VRCC. They're just terrific. And do find yours, your local vet who's there all the time, and put that number in your cell phone.
Yep,
because
absolutely.
When you have an emergency, is not the time to go looking for the phone number.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? All right, folks, I think we're out of here.
Yeah.